Hey guys, well, this really sucks. This podcast is gonna really suck. But I'm gonna do it. You're probably wondering why I'm saying that this is gonna really suck. And it's because I recorded a fantabulous podcast, and I really worked hard on it, and it's amazing. But because of some financial hiccups in my RL, I'm not able to put forth that podcast. And it's breaking my heart because I worked so hard on it. I want to do better and better, to provide better and better and more content for the BFM crowd. I don't have any podcaster listeners. There's not many. I'm new to this. I'm still trying to build and trying to understand stuff and trying to get better, and I need help in that regard because I suck at it. Sorry, it's my alarm on my phone. You know, I'm trying to get better at all of this, but sometimes, you know, you get kicked in the teeth and you get discouraged and you get down and you just want to quit. And I've been feeling a lot of that this week. Like, I'm not, like, my podcast isn't helping anybody. Nobody's going to listen to it. Nobody's going to care. And then having these other hiccups when I thought that I was taking the podcast to the next level where it needs to be. And then having this hiccup, like, slap me hard in the face. Like, I mean, back slap, like, pimp slap in the face hard. I'm at the point now, I'm at the breaking point, but, that's my cat, Sneaks. I don't know what she over there meowing for, but, being at the breaking point and wanting to give up, it's very tough. It's a very tough place to be, and I hate being here. I hate feeling the way that I feel, because I want, it's my other cat, Sneezy McGee, over there sneezing, always sneezing on our stuff. Oh, Sneezy. I want to do better, and I want to elevate myself and my craft. So y'all keep me in prayer, because, like I said, it seems like when I get better, it seems like the pressure increases. And if you don't know about CC into C, you know, pressure creates diamonds. We believe that pressure, power under pressure, potential under pressure creates power. It's our tagline, and I'm under a lot of pressure right now, and so I think that for me, I'm having to put my money where my mouth is. This is what we talk about on CC Into Crowns. We talk about us, you know, about, you know, pressure into, you know, pressure, I mean, potential and pressure creates power. And I'm under a lot of pressure, and I know I got the potential, so the power's coming. Amen. So this week's topic, and like I said, I had it flat going on before, and it's, like I said, it's all messed up. But this week's topic is on how we can make SL a better place. How do we make Second Life a better place? It's a amazing world. Second Life is an amazing place where we can explore. We can, I know for me, I like to do things I can't do in real life. I have health difficulties. So, you know, doing things like sailing, flying, those are fun. Having, meeting people, making friends. Now my bite, now my cat's giving me love nipples. So you must approve of what I'm doing, because it just keeps giving them to me. But in our Second Life, we do things that we can't normally do. I get to see some really cool places. people do put a lot of work and a lot of effort into making Second Life a better place. I really do believe that with all my heart. People put in mad work to make Second Life a better place. And so, saying that, you know, knowing that Second Life is, you know, that we're trying to make this a better place, I wanted to talk about, like, some ideas I had, and then go into maybe some ways that we can all get together and work on this, because this is what I try to do to make Second Life a better place, creating crosses and crowns, my personal ministry. This is a ministry to me. It's not just a podcast, not just a blog. This is a ministry. I believe that someday, it might not be evident today, but someday, my words, the things that I said, are going to be heard. They're going to help somebody. And if I could leave this world in a little bit of a better place than when I found it, then mission accomplished. Like George Bush said, mission accomplished. Even though it wasn't accomplished when he said it. You know, I look at SL and I look at all of the potential, all of the great things that SL has, and I'm amazed at this wonderful, wonderful place. Second Life is super wonderful. And we can do a lot. We can do a lot on Second Life. We can do a lot of Second Life. And Second Life has a lot of potential, but there's a lot of bad things in Second Life too. First thing I want to say, stop being a dick. And I know that this is a ministry, and y'all probably don't like it, but the first tip that I would say in making SL a better place is stop being a dick, y'all. Dang. There's so many people on SL that I meet that are just dicks. And I hate that word. You know, it might be vulgar. Lord, y'all forgive me. Forgive Pastor for being a little vulgar when I say this. But, stop. Don't come on SL being a jerk. I know a lot of times we're jerks on SL because of our RL. It's a place where we could be a jerk. Maybe we're bullied in real life. So we come on SL and we bully. Maybe, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you're making everybody else's experience suck. So sit down and figure out why you have the need, or why you feel the need to be a dick. When you get that worked out in your mentals, then you can work on you not being a dick. And that's what CC Intercrowns, one of the things we're about. Come to our location on our website, hopefully today. Might not be, because I have a lot I have to do today. I still have a sermon to record and other things. But if you can, come, you know, and if you can, come check out our location. We're going to be having meditation classes and things to try to help people and myself become better, evolve, get better. We have a motivational library where you can click and get note cards, help you learn, help you grow, be inspired. That's part of what I do to make SL a better place. Volunteer is the second thing. A lot of times we don't want to do nothing on SL unless it involves us making Linden, and I get it. Get you chase the bag. Secure the bag, boo-boo. Secure the bag, because I'm securing my bag as well. But, you know, volunteer. You know, there's events and things that need volunteers. Do that. You'll meet people. You'll get out there. You'll connect. Third thing, stop griefing on these griefers. Again, that goes back to the first point. Listen, like, rewind a minute or two when I was talking about dicks. Griefers. You're ruining people's experience by coming on people's property. Yeah, I watch some of the griefer videos on YouTube. Yes, like the bad guys, a couple of the others. I watch them. Yes. Everybody likes watching them. Everybody thinks that they're funny sometimes. But then I had to begin to check myself, because the people that they're intruding upon, they're actually trying to have SL experiences. These people are showing up and they're griefing them. And yo, Be Like Vision Church, the church that I attend on Second Life, we have the Block and Bless. I mean, the Bless and Block Ministry. Somebody cut up at our service, bless you, bye, bam, boom, get. Y'all sim owners or land holders where these people are griefing, ban these fools. Kick them and ban them. That's why I have security on all of my property. So I can kick you before I even, if I see you come in with some really foul stuff, I'm going to kick you before I even interact with you. That's just keeping it 100. My land, my property, I can do that. But if you stop griefing, y'all stop being dicks out here, then maybe we can do that less. Maybe we won't have to do it as much. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, do you hear me? I mean, but you don't hear me. Like, Little Flip, that song, but you don't hear me. Come on, y'all. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. The next thing that I want to suggest on how to make SL a better place, y'all with this drama, y'all on some old melodrama stuff, some of y'all men acting like, I mean, ooh, I'm not gonna go there, but Yella Beezy said it. Y'all can go listen to Yella Beezy's song, On My Way Up. Yes, Pastor has listened to secular music, yes, okay, yes. DJ Archangel, yes, I know music, but yeah, the song is like, some of these people all up in their feelings. Now, I know, like I said, we do things on Second Life that we can't do in First Life, and a lot of times on Second Life, we become superstars and stunners, and we're just great, we have a lot of friends, and this and that, this and that, but because of who we are in our First Life, we're insecure, and so we make, like, the experience for others horrible. Yo, come on. Let us get it together. Cut it out. Like the chick from what is that? Family House? Little House? Family? The twins was on there. The Olsen twins. You know the show I'm talking about. Full House. Yeah, Full House. Wifey said it. Full House. Cut it out. Come on, y'all. Cut it out. Let's make SL a better place, y'all. And so, like I said, this podcast isn't going to be as long as my original one. And I truly apologize for that. But before I do cut out, because like I said, this is not going to be the best quality like my normal ones, or like the one I had recorded for this week is, y'all would laugh if y'all knew that it was a dollar that's keeping that from y'all. Seriously. If y'all can, go to our page, donate via PayPal if you can. It would truly bless us. It really would. And we really need the help. I want to call to y'all attention. On Saturday, February 8th, from 2 to 4 SLT, we're going to have a forum on how to make Second Life a better place. I'm going to send out press release. I'm going to hopefully reach out to Linden Labs. Maybe somebody from LL can be there. But we want people to show up, bring your ideas of how we can make SL a better place. We're going to meet on the VFM Studios lot. And I'm going to reach out to some stores and see if there's a way that I can find discounts and things to give y'all to help y'all in this. So, anyways, I think that is about all I have for you. I want to thank you so much for listening. God bless. Catch y'all next week. I'll holla. Remember, February 8th, the forum. Be there, be square.